Ordinarily, I'm not tempted by sweets. I've always figured that too much sweets makes a dog soft. It ain't the hardship that ruins a good dog. It's the easy life. On the other hand, we don't often get recognition in this line of work. We don't demand it. We don't expect it. We go on and do our job without it. But when it comes, a guy kind of hates to turn it down. Here was this little feller offering me a small reward for a job well done. What can I do? I licked the icing off his finger. He got some more and, well, I took that too. Pretty good stuff. He kept dipping and I kept licking. He really got a kick out of that. He was laughing and squealing and having a wonderful time. Here was a happy child. I knew Sally Mae wanted her child to be happy. Wouldn't any mother? So when little Alfred stuck his whole hand into the cake and offered me a big hunk, I took that too, primarily out of a sense of duty. I took a bite, and he took a bite. Me and little Alfred had become the best of friends, is what had happened. It was one of them unexpected magic moments when two of God's creatures sit down and share some of the good things in this life. Friendship and cake. I mean, we were different. We didn't speak the same language or come from the same stock. But all at once, that didn't matter. Seemed to me little Alfred was working awful hard, digging that cake out with his hand and feeding me every bite. So I scooched over a little closer to the box and showed him how to eat cake with no hands. Just by George, stick your face into it and go to licking and chewing. Oh, he loved that. And let me tell you, the kid was good at it. Well, we had our faces stuck in the cake and had just about eat the west side out of it when all at once...
Here I come, sweetie. Daddy put the camera in the wrong place and the phone rang and... Alfred! What on earth? Hank!
Huh?